Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Welcome to another show. After Buzzers is Love & Hip Hop New York, Season 9, Episode 4, Triggers, where Mano helps his woman get over PTSD. Safari confronts Jacque about being messy, and Juju and Jonathan can't find a resolution. Let's talk about it right here. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Please wait up for me till whenever I get home. Of course. I know that you're all alone.
Beyond, thinking she, about what you're gonna do. She made this beautiful record. She's so underrated.
And the video was just so classic. Every episode, every like little scene was just like classic, like hip hop blood.
Yeah, I love her because it's just like I feel like I live in the 90s. I love the whole 90s era, and it's just like she's bringing it back for the culture, and I'm just like, I'm here for it.
Yeah, this was very Mary J. Blige-ish. Yeah, reminds me of that song she did with Method Man herself. Yeah,
this is literally like gonna be my wedding song.
It's kind of like a I'm down for the cause, no matter what. Bye.
Well, okay, welcome to the show, everyone. I'm your host, Miss Conversation Piece. I can't do this without my panel. Introduce yourself.
Hey, everybody. It's Rob Venn with the V. McSweeney here.
New panelist right here.
We're so happy to have you.
Hope y'all like me.
Yeah. What? Of course I'm going to love you.
She's a sweetheart.
Guys know you love me. Hi, guys. It's Thalman Baysway Daniel. Always blessed and happy to be here.
Yes. Back again. I'm Kayla Renee.
All right, ladies. Let's get right into our overall thoughts of the episode. What do you think about season 9, episode 4, Triggers? What do you think?
I like that it's called Triggers because there's a lot of triggers. I mean, every episode is triggers. Let's be real. But I like the fact that they started off with the PTSD notion because I feel like that's not talked about a lot in the Black community as far as like those type of issues that people have to overcome along with mental health and things like that.
Absolutely.
So I was digging it.
Yeah, I agree with everything you said. And I actually thought it was a little interesting that it was called Triggers because I felt like in this episode, I saw a lot of people dodging triggers from Jacquez to kind of walking away from the situation with Safari to other people just deciding not to really go there this episode.
Right.
So it was like there were triggers, but they decided to kind of walk away in certain aspects, I would say.
I noticed that too, because I'm like, if you really think about it, a lot of people didn't want to face what they kind of had to. It was like, you know, dealing with Maggie and Mano. It was like, she didn't want to get out the car, but he was like, nah, you got to face this. And then the whole thing with like Jonathan, he still don't want to admit the stuff that he doing. And then Jacquez, so
Juju,
I'm like,
just walking away too.
Yeah, Juju too. So,
but that's Juju fashion for sure.
It definitely
she
is.
She's not about to stand around and argue. She's like, all right, have a blessed day.
I definitely think it was interesting. This episode, we meet a new cast member. Mano introduces his girl as well as her brother. He's actually showing himself in a new light in my eyes. I see, you know, him being so hard and hood, but he's taking care of his woman and her brother, and I never would have looked at him in that way. So
it's crazy you say that because he had this series. I don't know if it was on Vice. And it was this little white guy that was recording him and following him around. But I saw a side of Mano in those series that was really down to earth and sweet. So I'm glad to see it with him and his woman. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm
like, thugs need love too. Thug love.
No, I thought it was really cute. But I also think there's a fine line between helping somebody and then thinking you're a licensed professional.
That's how you really feel.
Because I think it's really sweet that you want to help your girl out and you want to push her, but you don't get to decide how people attack their trauma. That was honestly for me a little cringy to watch. Like, I understand the intent, but maybe the first step is taking her to therapy, not bringing her to the first place where she got shot to start off with. So for me, it was sweet, but I really would hope that moving forward, he doesn't make those decisions for her and just gives her more of an opportunity to decide how she feels and how she wants to go about tackling her trauma.
I definitely agree with Thelma, because I'm like, it seemed a little rushed. I was like, I didn't know if this was a storyline, but it's like, it seemed like Sis got shot like last week and she was already back. Like, how long was this like timeline?
You know what I mean? It's been a minute, because she did show her scar later on in the episode, so we did see that it healed. And it is kind of rushed because they're only 2 years in, and she actually got shot on their first date. That's crazy. So you're meeting this guy, he picks you up, or you meet up, and you get shot on your first date.
And he never left, and he's still there, though.
And never went. She's moved in. He's taking care of her brother. Her brother is special needs. He has blind.
He's a diabetic.
Mm-hmm. He's blind.
He could have been paralyzed from the waist down.
But that's still special needs. I mean, he's paralyzed. He can't walk. So
yes, to be honest, I don't know if y'all got the vibe. I kind of got the vibe that like Mayno honestly wouldn't be with her if she wouldn't have gotten shot. He kind of feels like guilty. He felt like pressured a little bit. Like, dang, I can't leave her. She got shot in my show. She came to support me. That's her brother. You know what I mean? I was kind of feeling the vibe. Like, he don't necessarily want to be with this girl like
that. That's super interesting to hear, because the fact that you guys felt rushed and everything, I do feel like, okay, maybe he didn't have to try, but he did. And he also gave her the opportunity, like, if you don't want to get out, you don't have to.
Yeah.
But I'm giving you that motivation to know that you need to conquer your fears. You face your demons. And I've dealt with PTSD, literally, from this past year.
Yeah, I'm like, my dad has it, so I definitely, like, fed it with family members.
I almost died in a car accident and didn't want to get in cars, didn't want to be in cars, because then when you're in a passenger seat, you have no control.
Yes.
So there was something that, like, my dude had to be like, look, I know you're scared, but I'm going to try and push you a little bit every chance I get. Even when I felt like I wasn't ready, the fact that I had someone that had my back, like, I appreciate that with Mano. And I think he could have left. Like, no matter what, he could have left. And
yeah, you agree. People are not happy they will leave. Yeah.
That's true.
But I definitely see where you're...
But
I did get a hint of what you're coming from. Because even... So for me... sorry, guys. I have this crown on my head. So for me, it's also really interesting to notice the things that are said. Because she said verbatim, I don't want to disappoint him. And sometimes you have little, goodness. You know, there's that level of, yes, you want to move on. You want to do what you have to do. But I noticed two things about that scene that gave me the impression that you did. Where it's like, one, saying that I don't want to disappoint him. So you know how the pressure that might be feeling there. But also the fact that when you're in front of this person, it's supposed to be, you're one and only, you're so in love, you felt so unsafe, you had to call your brother on the phone. The entire time, you're on the phone with your brother because you need to talk to somebody who you feel safe with.
Yeah, why did you feel safe enough with your man?
I think she feels safe with him because Mano is that hood dude, so he might be willing to go in the trenches and fight and be in the middle of all the drama that could have happened, even though the bullet wasn't intended for her or him. He's the type of person that'll be like, oh, I'm gonna stand my ground.
Yeah, no, I don't mean safe in terms of protection. I mean just safe mentally, emotionally safe. Like, you know, the fact that you felt like you had to call your brother just to be like, I'm nervous, you know, that's what I mean. You could have had that conversation.
Well, her brother's a confidant.
But you gotta remember, she had mentally prepared herself to go to a fight.
Mm-hmm. That's so what I'm saying too, yeah.
That was a big jump for her, like, okay, I'm gonna do it. You know, now you telling me, skirt, skirt, you taking me somewhere else, like, where it all started.
That's
now
why she didn't feel safe.
She probably didn't feel safe because it's like, one, don't lie to me. Like, if you already know I'm triggered and it's like, I've never been back here.
But he really was moving like he's Inyala. I'm like, I would only trust, like, Inyala of Hansan with something
she
like
that. She just definitely needs some therapy, for
Thank
sure.
You. I honestly thought he was going to be like, I'm surprising you with a therapist. Like, I really thought that's where we were going.
That's what she needs. Well,
when we first opened up the episode, it looked fun at Mano's house. Everybody's there. Yandy pulls up. Sin and Joe pulls up with the baby. Everybody's having a great time. So
definitely.
It seems like he means well. It's just, I feel like, I don't know if they come from two different walks of life, but just two different mentalities. You know, men and women think differently.
Oh, they definitely come from two walks of life, different walks
of
life.
Well, I don't know. She might be from the hood, too. We might not know where she's used to seeing gunshots as well. I don't know. But as far as, like, men versus women, Mars versus Venus. Yeah, so they think differently. So she's emotional about it, and he's just a hood dude that's like, yeah, we gotta get this bread. That's all I hear from him is like, I gotta get this money. Like,
do we know the age gap on that? I don't know why she looks so young.
You are really like me. We are here because honestly, I have such a thing with when it comes to age differences. Like outside of 5 years,
I'm not gonna lie. I like a little season too, but I'm like, for some reason, she kind of remind me of JT from City Girls, and then he just gave me like Joe Budden vibes, like a cool 38, 40, and she like a cool 23, 24.
Can I please speak on that?
Go ahead.
I'm going to say something really quickly. It's just that, like, sometimes when you're in that space where you're with somebody who's 10 years older than you, seven, mm-hmm. what they want to re-raise you, remold you, all that extra stuff. I saw that preview where Joe just told Sid she should be cleaning.
That's the man that you choose. I had an older man, and he, I think, wanted a new, younger take on life. So he looked at me like his little young Tinder. He was like, let's do some.
Mine was
that. You have some of them that are going through midlife crisis. And then they want someone to like revive them, and then you have the ones that be like, nah, baby girl, let me show you how to live life. So it depends on which one you get.
No, because I got a cool little 37-year-old, but it was like he was still trying to live like he was 21. I wanted to date you because I wanted some older experience, some expertise. He was trying to be kicking it with the homies. Why are we hanging out with people who like 8 years younger than you? Like, where are we at right now? Like,
that's girl, I'm how trying to be is. Grown and sexy. If he's looking for somebody 10 years younger than him, it's either because he, in his mind, is 10 years younger than himself, mm-hmm. or Definitely. He's looking for somebody that he can mold, grow, or he's in section 3, and I'm not going to generalize.
Well, you know, he did lose about 10 years of his life in jail, so he might be mentally...
He's stuck at the age that he went to jail. Exactly. Yeah. That's a word, y'all.
You need to come see us, Cayenne.
Jacquay, Naya, Cayenne, they end up meeting up at this barbecue. Speaking of people gathering, because Mano had to gather to his house. So I just saw a whole bunch of corniness at this meetup. The clothes that they were wearing, Jacquay's conversation, him like posting the whole thing on Instagram, trying to get Cayenne back, but he hasn't even spoken to her. The whole interaction, I just wasn't feeling it.
It was another cringeworthy.
It was just cringy. I'm like, how can you be more corny than Safari?
To be honest, but then Cayenne, I can't take her doing the, I mean, hi. Like, what do you have to say?
You don't talk like that, girl. First of all, you're not B. Simone, so let's just let B. Simone do her B. She wasn't even sure
she was going to be back on this season, so she was just happy to be there. Like,
quite frankly, I just think that that's social abuse, you know? That is coercion, okay? That is mental warfare.
Who asked her to be
that
there?
That is textbook Safari. Narcissism, okay, sir? You do not... What? All these public displays of affection, I don't understand. And these public apologies, they're so faint and lacking of true work. You know what I mean? Impress me with your doctor's note. Tell me you done paid for a life coach, okay?
Well,
tell me you went to church today. I don't want to see any more Instagram comments.
In the water, because not only one of our New York alum, Cardi B, her husband... showed up at her set.
There's something in the war.
Basically put off set. Because
that was so disrespectful.
He disrespected her show by just showing up trying to apologize. And I'm like, why didn't you do this in the dressing room? Why are we on stage?
Why are you even here? And then, did you notice that he had on a tracksuit with, like, naked women on it?
First of all, how dare you come and apologize?
You know what?
I'm sorry, bruh. What? Where we at?
There were so many things wrong with that moment. First of all, this is my job and my first big headlining. But I'm just saying, tying it back to Love & Hip Hop New York, they were doing the same thing on there on a smaller scale. And it's just like, one, do men not know that that just proves that you do not have any respect for me, for my space, for my time? You want to apologize to me? You know, do that with your actions.
Away from the cameras.
Well, he said something very interesting. He said he wanted to see how far he could go. And I think that's what a lot of these guys are doing. They're trying to push the boundaries. They're going to see how far you're going to let them go.
They're used to doing that, though.
Right.
Exactly.
If they apologize and buy you flowers and, baby, I love you. You're the only one for me. I'm going to erase all these H's numbers out my phone.
My whole thing is just like, I just can't get jiggy with the whole thing. Because it's like, if the shoe was on the other foot... Offset would be clowning Cardi right now. Oh, and you a bop, you a hoe, you an industry thought, whatever, all type of other stuff. So she'd be getting dragged right now. But it's like, oh, all the men is, oh, take Offset take, back.
And then it's the worst men. The game 50 Cent. It's like, actually, how about you tell him to stop cheating? How about you tell him to figure out, you know, why he's doing this?
We've
why
seen
this
the is game's happening. Whole relationship play out on TV.
Oh, yes.
No, don't
another,
start.
Another Love & Hip Hop. Like, exactly. Love & Hip Hop on Love & Hip Hop.
Don't start, game.
I don't know. Love & Hip Hop has spread out to the real world.
right, but like speaking of spreading the love and stuff, we gotta talk to our little after buzzers about these after shows real quick, you guys. So our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, our reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve our television fans, but you guys, we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels, and by subscribing, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help us to grow. And if you're worried about those notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now, and for this channel, check out our other after shows as well. Ooh, sorry, y'all. And let us know you did so in the comments as usual. We'll thank you guys on air, but for now, thank you guys for being our best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk. Ooh,
thank you guys so much for tuning in. Please give us a 5-star rating. And just so you know, we have 2 episodes that we're going to miss due to the holidays. So
oh, I know.
You
quick
guys,
disclaimer, y'all.
Tune in without us, but we're going to come back and catch you right back up.
Bigger, so, stronger than ever.
Yes. So much
and
stronger.
We coming back with a whole new like franchise.
Oh, yeah. Miami's coming
back when we come back, too.
New year, new us, new everything.
But we're going to be able to touch on so much. But just like, you know, last on that, just Amanda Seale said something really important yesterday. And it was just like, a lot of times when these people want their girl back, there's a toxic masculinity where it's like, you want a property back. You know what
definitely.
I mean? You don't necessarily miss the person, but that your ego is shot.
No,
from,
not
from
even
the public
that. They
humiliation.
Miss the easy access to the vagina, basically. That, you know?
Well, I don't understand him talking about y'all won. Like, you made those decisions.
That's
you made.
Like, what
I
we
don't
win.
Understand when guys do that.
I ain't got
done
no money in my with, pocket. Like, what
we
I win?
With
I'm
Offset.
We're literally, yeah, I'm done.
Let's Cardi, turn Offset off.
Do we feel like he's gonna, Cardi's going to take him back?
I really pray not. Because I heard her say something really sad where it was like, no one is going to love my my daughter like her father. That's a lie. Exhibit A.
Look at Russell. Hello.
Thank you.
Wait, on the controversy, though, look, I seen her post a video today. I don't know if it was either the Jasmine brand or something, but she was sipping coffee, y'all, talking about that she missed the D and she almost relapsed and caught that man. So
exactly.
Cardi B did?
Yeah. She's like, y'all went and she... But see, a lot of people was dragging her in the comments, too, because she was talking about, like, you know, like he was well endowed, the size and the length and all of that, and it was just like, sis, you giving out too much info. Do you know these little industry thoughts is definitely preying on that?
That's
you
exactly.
out there telling, you out there telling these
and
girls that your man got all of that.
At least make
they
him think you're not going to take him back. At
exactly.
least.
But the truth
make
is, you can never really like a man's not going to fall in love with you when he knows that you're not in love with
a
yourself.
Doormat. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And honestly, like,
preach.
I understand people always want to do chances, but I'm not the chances girl. Anybody who's with me knows off top, I'm leaving for good.
I don't know. It's a marriage, so sometimes people say you got to fight for your marriage, but we're going to get right into Maino at the boxing ring. He's super excited about this fight. He thinks this is the perfect chance to bring Maggie out of the house.
That was the most pointless scene. I feel like that could have been deleted.
Delete.
We didn't need to see.
Well, especially if they didn't go. Like, I thought it was a cross promotion for the boxer. You know what I'm saying? Like, I thought he had like a little contract. Maybe he did, and that was what he got.
Maybe he didn't get good seats, and he's like, nah, we ain't going.
Or, yeah, maybe that was what he got, and they were like, her contract, like, you were seen, we talked about the fight, like, you got your promo.
Nosebleed seats.
Like, he got here promoting Oscar De La Hoya, and we didn't know who he was. Come on, like, come on. We didn't know who this
tried.
Little rookie boxer was. You know, take that seat out, bye.
Just based off of the whole PTSD thing, I didn't see how that was, like, his big, bright, grand idea to help her with it.
He don't know no better.
But I'm like, it's hella people.
My girl going through something.
It's
let me take
hella
her to a
people.
Boxing mat.
It's what? Crowded. It's exactly what she doesn't want to be around. So I'm actually happy that he was like, yo, I'm going to take her to the fight, but outside, take her. You know, it was empty. It was just him and her at the place where it happened.
You know, production game.
The one thing I liked about that was, okay, we just got a lot. The voices, I come through. But the one thing I learned from that, I just loved her brother's perspective. Like, he's the one who's in the wheelchair, going blind from diabetes, suffering every day, still having to, you know, figure out what he's doing, but he still looks at everything from a positive point of view. So for him, he really, what he said was really important to me when he was like, you know, you're looking at it like I'm going to be all the way in the front, so I'm away from the exit, when you should be looking at it as like, okay, I'm all the way in the front, so I'm closest to security. I'm closest to the people who are the main event, so they're going to want to protect those people. Mm-hmm. So by default, I will be protected.
Oh, yeah.
So that was really important to kind of see that he had that positive attitude, which is why he is her confidant.
Yeah, right.
I can
brother,
see, but you can't trust everybody. Look, I'll be like, yeah. Bro.
I was still in the exit thing. I'm like, yeah.
That was my first thought. That was for sure.
Look, when I go to the movies, I'm finding out every exit where we at.
I don't think like that. She wasn't thinking like that before either. And what he said was a breath of fresh air. I do think he was a very positive, you know, voice.
Reinforcement.
But the thing about it is when you don't have your sight, when you don't have your hearing, or if you're missing some kind of function, your other functions take over. Mm-hmm. So I feel like he's more, even though he can't see what's going on, he's more... has a more insight. Vision yeah. or insight mm-hmm. onto what's happening because has nothing but, you know,
he gets to analyze things on a different level, you know what I mean? And a lot of times I feel like when you take sight away, it's kind of like taking labels away. Mm-hmm. And if somebody doesn't tell you this is a pineapple, then you get to discover for yourself the mysteries of what it is, like from what you feel, from your other senses. So I think that's what you're trying to say.
And just adding to that, because he has so many disabilities, he has all the reason in the world to be a negative person, mm-hmm. but he's
not. You just look at life differently.
You know what I'm saying? So
if
you can be positive, if he can be positive, then yeah, you can be positive. You're still here. Mm-hmm. You're still breathing. You're walking. You can see. Like, you good, sis. Like,
maybe that's why she's so eager to call him versus Mano, because like what she said, even in her conversation with her brother, is like, Mano just gonna tell me to man up, but I like what you're saying to me,
right?
Because you're making me feel man, better.
That's like you being my best friend. I'm that's so like you being my best friend, and my dude takes me somewhere, and I'm like, okay, and I'm like, yo, I really don't know how I'm feeling about this, and you're like talking me out of it, and you're like, he means well, and boo, and be positive. I'm like, okay,
that's her best friend. Your man definitely really, be like, hey, you gonna be all right? I'm here with you. But it'd be like, nah, it's something deeper than that, though. You know what I mean?
I saw something recently that just talked about how, like, you know, just being so strong, the wanting to be strong, or just the stereotype of just being a really strong woman is really something that women are crippling under. Mm-hmm. So to say that Mano is just going to tell me to man up, first of all, what does it mean to man up? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Men get afraid. Men feel scared. And I feel like even in my life, I've been praised for being such a strong woman. But it's like, can I be vulnerable?
It's
like,
kind of
can I? You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Mano is just going to tell me to man up. That really was sad to see.
It's sad, but it's a reality. No hood dude is gonna be vulnerable. He's not gonna start crying on
really
Love and Hip Hop.
Love.
He's not gonna be like, baby, you gonna be okay with a tear.
But he does.
That's he
gonna
have a I'm so tired
career.
Of the hood dude stigma. Like, where the men at? Where
he
the men
have
at?
The compassion I'm for done. This girl, though. You know, like, it's there. It's just in Mano fashion.
Yes, yes, in Mano. Oh, also, we all have had some thug love in our days, I'm sure. Have you not?
Yes.
I'm a reformed thug
lover. Hey, honey.
With the gentleman. Thanks. Meet me at church on Sunday.
Why? FYI. Maggie is 28 and Mano is 45.
It's done. Sister,
it's
run.
It's
get your track shoes. Mm-mm. Get running. It's not working
That's
out.
That's a dub, sis.
Well, Yandy planned a beach day to relax with Maggie. She got into basically taking on a big sister role to her, mm-hmm. because she sees everything that Maggie's been going through, mm-hmm. and she's super close with Mano due to the fact that they work together in
everybody.
The past.
That's like everybody.
I'm so tired of Yandy doing that. Like, girl, stop being friends.
She's cool with everybody in New York, obviously.
Yeah, through their men.
So she brought...
Literally, that's what I said last
she
time.
She brought Juju... Girls like that. It's like, girl, can you sit down?
She brought Juju and Anais along. we find out the bullet is actually still in her leg, so...
That's crazy.
It's something that, you know, your man is telling you to man up about, but it's a reminder every single day. This lump is in your leg because of a bullet. Mm-hmm. And so when you get a reminder on top of the memory of it happening, on top of, you know, the PTSD of not even wanting to go to that area,
right.
it's a bit much. So him pushing her it's almost, like you said, very insensitive.
It is. I really love Yandy. Just kind of joking a little bit. I really do love her just because of what she stands for, just on the set, but mm-hmm. also off. And I think that she had a moment to kind of feel that. And Yandy is somebody who's really involved. You know, you see all the different things that are going on in the world, and she's consistently fighting for victims of, you know, violence. So I think when she had that moment, when she was able to tell her that the bullet is still in my leg, you saw it click for her, like on her facial expressions. The same way it did for all of us. So it's like, how dare you? I literally have a walk-in reminder that this bullet is
walking
in my
with
leg.
A limp.
And I have a friend who was actually shot in a club before. Mm. And it's just so traumatic. And you know, when it comes to trauma, sometimes you think you're so over it. Mm. And just
it's
like that.
The trigger.
You know what I mean? Just like that. And I just snap for the people who are listening via iTunes and audio. You know, that's just what it is. So it really takes moments to bring things back together.
I'm going
to
pray
but
for
did
her.
Did he really say man up to her? Or she just said that to her brother? Like that?
No, he didn't say it.
That's
his
take. That's just his take.
But that's what she believes. If she believes that you're going to say man up, if she believes that she's going to disappoint you by not getting out of this car, that is...
I believe he would say something like that.
She just wants to be strong for him, not realizing that it's really being strong for herself.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to pray for her, though, because it's like a lot of people who get shot, you always hear about, like, the bullet traveling, and it's like, you never know. Like, if she doesn't get that taken out, that could be, like, that could end up dissolving in her body, you know what I mean, over time. What's going to happen when she's, like, 45? Where's that bullet going to be at? You know what I mean? It moves. Like, your body moves. Your skin gets loose when you get older. You know what I mean? Like, why isn't that out of her body? Like, I
would only do that if it was safer at the time.
Exactly. So
out.
If you take it out, it's
but
probably
I would
a
hope he would be strong for her because being vulnerable is as strong as it gets. Mm-hmm. So it's easier to hold things in. It's easier not to cry. It's easier, honestly, after a while when she's trained herself to. So I would hope that he can be strong for her and let her know it's okay to break down, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah, I don't know if he's that person for her. Maybe he would have to learn that. Maybe he'll have to get some advice from someone. I don't know. But Yandy involves some mess in this meeting as well. She walks off with Maggie and leaves Juju and Ais to resolve their issue, which the last time they saw each other was at the party Jonathan had for his birthday. Mm-hmm. And they're not feeling each other still. And she's basically, and Ais apologized. And she accepted her apology. However, I don't know.
I'm not used to so messy.
Right. She's I can't snitch. I don't know what the whole
that was baiting, like on a whole nother level. Like I don't understand what the point of that was.
The conversation
he did not say anything
so well.
Else about her. He just reiterated the issue and that he was disappointed with everybody that was there.
The conversation was going so well until she was like, I ain't gonna say nothing. You know what? Like,
exactly. So she kind of threw Jonathan under the bus, but then she retracted. I don't know what the point was.
But it was nice that Juju was like, I didn't just go with what she said. I wanted to talk to
her. Exactly.
And that didn't go
grown
well
woman.
See, the thing about it is, Anais only has, I think, one good friend on here. So if her and Jonathan fall out, she's not going to be on the show anymore. So she got to figure something out. So.
But she doesn't, I don't know. Anais has a lot of growing to do. I love everybody on the show. I wish you guys nothing but support. But I can only speak the truth that I see, where it's like, you can't love anyone else or be happy for anyone else if you're not happy in your situation or whatever you have going on in your
life.
And
we know she's not.
And we know she's not. So she, I think that's projecting.
That played out in this episode.
Misery loves company. So
yes. And Misery definitely loves company because here comes Naya Lee trying to get all up in Jacquay's business with Cayenne.
I don't know why she was there.
Exactly. First of all, you weren't even there last season when him and Cayenne got together, but you're his sis, and all of a sudden y'all are super close, and you want to know what's going on. However, Cayenne has never met you, so how are you his sis? Mm-hmm. That's what I want
to
know.
Goes to everybody, sis. Don't you know?
Is that the sis that you probably had sex with back in the day
goodness.
And now you sis and bro
is
now?
I didn't say all that, but I'm just saying.
Time out. So because that happened on the show, so like, do you guys, would you warn, would you like let the person know like, oh, somebody that I slept with is going to be at this get together that we're going? She said hell no.
No.
You know, I don't think you would verbatim be like somebody I slept with. I'd be like, hey, a guy I used to
talk to. And I need to tell you because then it's going to come up later.
No. Okay, so just to clarify, so I'm saying, so you and your husband, let's ask the married woman on the table. You and your husband, well, husband doesn't matter because you guys are already unlocked. So everyone.
I try to tell him
you and your man, you're dating, you're going to an event and you know somebody you used to mess with or talk to Soul Tie is there. Do you let them know, or you're just like, oh, well, you know, I'm not even going to talk to them, so it don't matter.
Mm-mm. I'm walking by you like I don't know you.
If we speak, hey, hi, bye, whatever. If the conversation goes longer and they start getting along, like, and they're trying to do business, and then they're trying to, like, exchange cards and all that, I'm going to be like, skirt, skirt. I just want you to know before you get all involved with this new little bromance you got going on. That's when I feel like I need to speak.
I think I'm going to say something beforehand.
Exactly. Yeah. Before numbers exchange.
I want to stay ready so I don't have to get ready. I don't want to be at an event and me and my man at the bar and then it's like my ex dude come up, what's up, Kayla? Like, you know what I mean? I want to be like, weird. So my man is already blindsided. I want him to be like, hey, babe, so-and-so might be here. I don't know. I heard word on the street. He may be showing up,
oh,
whatever.
If I know there they're going to be there and I know they're a pain in the ass, that's different. But nobody that I used to deal with is ever going to have like
the
enough
boldness to walk up to
no
you.
No one
either.
No dude that I ever dealt with is going to have enough.
Like, maybe I'm too friendly. I'm cool with everybody I used to talk to.
Oh, I'm cool with you, but if you see me with a dude and act like, oh, like.
I feel like guys are petty. I feel like I've been in a situation where people came up to me like, petty. What's up? Like,
and you gotta, then your player gotta come out.
Then you gotta show what you made up.
And you kiss him on the lips of like, baby.
It just be annoying them because you put on the spot. You put on the spot to be like, this is my man.
I actually hate you. Do you want to do that again? How do you kiss him on the cheek?
Baby. And then you make them real mad. You know? Like, you shouldn't have even walked over here.
Please. No, girl, no. So, when I cut people off, it's for good.
Okay, bye.
Ain't no friendship. Ain't no nothing. You're blocked. You're
done. I just like to end on a peaceful level.
Jacquay has a party. He's a Sean John model.
Since when?
For 8 months, he says.
Oh. Is Sean John magazine still coming out?
It was never a magazine. It was. I don't know if the clothes are even popping anymore, but I don't know. In this, Safari confronts Jacquay. He's saying that he doesn't appreciate Jacquay saying that his robbery was an insurance scam. So he seems to
he's just saying what everybody else is thinking. But listen,
I don't believe he said it.
No.
But he doesn't. He doesn't.
But the way Safari handled it was just like, the whole thing is just kind of petty. Like, how you gonna come up to a man talking about, he said, if that was your bro, that if you're such a good friend. It was just, the whole thing was messy. So it's not like I was on Jacquay's side anyway. But the way he walked away from it, he probably did say it. But even still, that's not the context. Like, what's in there and the other girl there. And it was just like,
this is a very scripted moment.
I definitely got Safari last season vibes. I think this is going to be Jacquay versus Safari for the rest of the season. And the last episode, we're going to find out Jacquay never said it.
That's what I'm saying. It was super corny friends. Like, I just didn't like it. So let's get right into our special segment. We got a few more minutes on air. So we're going to play Guess That Bar. If you don't know what Guess That Bar is, if you haven't tuned in before, I'm going to read the lyrics in monotone. And these ladies are going to guess that bar. So you guys are ready for...
No pressure. No,
by the episode. Way, she has no such thing as monotone. Like, she comes with an inflection. Okay.
All right. So first one. I love my life. Styrofoam cups, no ice. Party before we go inside. Never let them out my sight. They're right by my side. Ooh. They're my ride or die.
Friends, Beyonce, Jay-Z, Carter.
Hey!
Get
it,
I know, they're trying to get the show. I wasn't even like listening to the words that she was saying. I was just listening to her beautiful
I thought this was appropriate.
I agree.
Did you alone think this was appropriate? Or did
you know, I came up with them by myself.
Okay, it's fine. We'll just let her have it.
Next one. Are y'all ready for this?
Yes.
You're going to be a shining star in fancy clothes and fancy cars, and then you'll see you'll go far because everyone knows who you are.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, you are what you say you are.
No, huh? That not no. It?
But she like, I asked
her. Was that end of it? You have more or no?
Once you say it, I'm going to know the song. Like, and I'm going to know the words, too.
Okay. I feel like I know that one.
Me, too.
Never mind what haters say. Ignore them till they fade away.
Oh, my God.
Never mind what haters say. Ignore them till they fade away. Whoop.
I don't think this song. It's not a rap.
This song is by T.I. Live Your Life. And that is what because I think she, once she gets back out there, she's going to be back living life, living free. She's
going to live her life here.
Yeah, she needs to live her life.
Yeah, you can't move around in fear.
But I'm like, she a hater?
No, just
Just live your life.
Okay. Well, this could go for Maggie, too.
Okay, you said Cayenne. I thought it was like Cayenne. Yeah, Maggie. She needed to live her life. I'm like Cayenne. I can't believe I'm actually laughing so much in the last hour. It's not even funny. Okay, one more. Who got that one right?
Nobody knows. I mean, we knew. All right, let's see who gets this. Should I call first? I can't decide.
I want to, but I got pride. The switching up, I can't F with. I'm feeling you, but it's hard to get in touch with.
That's Cardi B. It's hard to get in touch with. I know it. Hold on. What's the song? Ring, ring, ring.
My hand is really like, why do we have to do this when we're like singing Cardi B? Like, what?
It just be the nails. She be having extra long nails and look.
So, wait, you know, Cardi, this is for everybody. Everybody's going through it. They man won't call them.
No, I'm not. Do not disturb, sis.
Me and G just talked this morning. He don't be ignoring my calls.
Okay. Who?
Well, what's her name? Man?
Shout out again.
I thought you said Jeezy.
J-E-S-U-S.
Oh, Jeezy. I thought you said Jeezy. I was like, oh, you got some tea. Oh my god, y'all, we have to get into our news and gossip before we get out of here.
Anybody have some news and gossip?
Okay, sorry.
Just a quick little news and gossip, y'all, for I'll be so quick to let y'all know the tea. Y'all, just some quick little tea for all the Rashida and Kirk fans. Today they celebrated 19 years
of what?
Of an infidelity marriage, y'all. Let's get them around.
I don't know if I'm happy.
Okay, you know what?
Did they take out some of the years, or is that just as long?
I think that's all together. No, no, no. Kirk was one of the ones that were all set too, talking about some Cardi taking back. I was like, Kirk, get out the comments.
Listen, please stop. Listen. I think that, let me put it this way. I think that when somebody feels like a whole new person, you know, somebody changing, they feel like you can tell this is a whole new person dedicated to self-mastery. That's a different situation, because I think in marriages, we were just talking about Jay-Z and Beyonce, you know, you break up and get back together within your marriage. It is a process, you know, but I just think that...
But not multiple times.
Thank you. Unconditional love is possible. Unconditional relating, that's different. You know what I'm saying? Mm, that's not going to work.
What else we got? News and gossip wise.
That was pretty much it. I actually have something.
Okay. Just in the context of getting back together, and sometimes it being stronger. Waka Flocka Flame and Tammy were addressing, you know, a little girl in her comments. The girl responded. Yeah, the girl responded to her saying something like to Waka, like trying to flirt with him. Tammy shut that down immediately, and so did Waka. So I really, really like that. That was really sweet. And just to know that Tommy's home, because we did give some news last week about her going to jail, but she's back slaying better than ever.
Okay. Sorry, because you brought up Tammy real quick, just the one quick news. They're actually going to be on Marriage Bootcamp, y'all. It's going to be Marriage Bootcamp, like Love and Hip Hop edition. So it's supposed to be Soulja, Nia, Tammy, Waka. Jump on that Waka. After show.
It's going to be a mess. See that one. So one person who won't be on there is A1 and Lyrica, but I do have some exclusive baby footage. You know, they were trying to hide Baby Ocean for a little while, but they revealed him on Us Weekly, and this is A1 changing the baby's diaper. How precious. He's on daddy duty right here.
Does he have the pearls on?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and the baby does wear pearls.
Little baby pearls.
He hasn't gotten his nails polished yet, but I think A1 is doing, ew, it's like boo-boo in there.
First of all, aren't you supposed to take one out and then the other one's supposed to be learning.
The baby's only 2 days old.
So. Roll it up.
Yeah.
Got the dookie out.
I don't know.
He trying, y'all. Look at
Side
him.
Side note, please. Happy birthday to Lex, Sin and Joe Budden's baby.
Oh, yes. Lex,
I think it was today or yesterday.
I cannot wait for the next episode. I'm really trying to see what's going on with Joe and Sin, because he looked like he's falling out of love to me. But
he's throwing her wigs on live, so we're going
to
see.
Yeah.
One more thing before we get out of here. I got a chance to catch up with LaBritney. She performed live at the Study in Hollywood right here in Los Angeles. And she killed it. Look at her outfit. She's killing it right here.
You know she ain't ever got no panties on.
We need to have her come on the show.
Yes.
Lala, come on out, girl.
I know.
Every Monday night, and then tonight they're having something.
Tonight. So this is where she performed last week on Tuesday. So if you guys are ever looking for somewhere to go live music-wise, stop by the Study. Yes, and we might have some Love and Hip Hop celebrities in the building. So we just want to give you a little news and gossip predictions. Ladies, what do we have for next episode?
Okay. Would you like to start?
Kimbella and Yandy finna throw them hands.
There's a lot of movement.
You know what? I think that there was probably a time in life where I thought, like, oh, you know, like, try me, I will hit you. But now it's just like, try me, I might sue you before I hit right. you.
What's and your,
I
feel
like that's
y-
no, and I think that's Yandy. Yandy, yeah. She was telling Kimbella that, like, I'm not gonna talk to you that way. And also, when you've been friends with somebody for such a long time, if you don't want your man talking to you a certain kind of way, your sister, your friend shouldn't be talking to you a certain kind of way also. So I feel like there are two, I see it both ways, because Kimbella is like, because we're that close, we can rah-rah at each other and be fine. And Yandy's like, because we're that close, we shouldn't talk to each other like that. Like,
I'm
girls
with
off
Yandy.
The street.
I don't argue
and
with my
Yandy.
Friends. I don't want to fight you.
If we can't talk peacefully, then we can't talk. If we can't communicate, then we need not to discuss anything.
I'm going
to
get up and leave. I'm not going
to I don't have time for that. But my actual prediction is around, like, Joe and Sin. And I think that he's grown so much, and he's been given... He's been with so many beautiful women, so much going on. I know that he's very intent on the generational curses of just, you know, the baby mama drama. So I really want to see them work out. And I really want this season to focus more on them. I need more.
Like, it's real.
We will see. Serious. I don't know. I don't think they have much to talk about, but we'll see next episode if they bring
and
the
there's
juice.
No drama. Right. Sin is in the middle of just everyone else's drama. She just
yeah, just sitting there not saying anything.
No drama.
I don't
good,
want her to be in
but
drama.
I just want
but
to see what,
I
yeah.
do want them to just love on each
I want
other.
Them to bring yeah. the spice. So yeah. I'm your host, Miss Conversation Piece. Thank you so much for tuning in. Check me out on Instagram, Conversation PIECE, or tweet me at Miss Combo Piece. Follow me also on the Real Housewives of Atlanta panel. I'll be there talking trash there too.
Yep. Thanks for having me, everybody. It's Robin with the V, and you can find me at B Stays Busy, BIZZY, on all media platforms.
And hello, guys. I'm Thalmy Baseway Daniel. You can follow me at Thalmy on Instagram.
Yes, you guys can find me on Instagram also at @theonly_KaylaRenee. I'm so happy we have like a full little family now.
I know.
We're full now.
We'll see you guys in a couple weeks. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.